Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty. Jay Binkley, JT Noah producing the operation. Chiefs drafting 15th right now. I don't think it stays that way, but I'm already getting texts now for mock drafts, JT. We do character concerns each and every week where Kristen Lucero and I look at the, and we started this back when the draft was in Kansas City. We've kept it going every week. Just look at the matchups, who they're playing when it counts. Like if a team's playing Alabama, the defensive backs, like you talk about the player. Like we look at matchups across college football. I just released the last one, the one we did this week. We do it on Mondays, and we put it on Tuesdays. I did not put it out yesterday because I kind of forgot, to be honest with you. So it went out this morning, but we do it. But JT, for the last 2 weeks, I've started to see mock drafts. It's the earliest I can remember seeing them from Chiefs fans. And, of course, that game, we talked about it yesterday, the Colts game, it looked bleak. And looked like there was going to be draft conversations starting for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, you said you had texted it with Chris.
Oh, yeah. Chris and I were ready to roll.
Yeah. I saw a mock draft yesterday that had the Chiefs going wide receiver in the first round. I think that would be a little odd. I thought they
Carnell
would go.
Carnell Tate?
Yeah. I know he's good, but I thought they would go edge rusher, I guess. I don't know.
There's a million different directions. We went defensive line in the first mock.
Yeah, okay.
But the Chiefs were at 17 then, they're at 15 now. You hope they slip down to the 20s, because what happens
is... Right, you want them to slip, because that means they're winning and they're getting into the playoffs.
Well, they're at 15 now. 18 is the cutoff, because beyond there is wild card losers. Wild card losers are 19 through 24, as far as your draft picks. The divisional round losers, so if you make the divisional round, you're at least picking 25th. 25th through 28th. The conference champion losers, if you make it all the way to the conference championship game and lose... That is 29 and 30. And then, of course, Super Bowl teams are 31 and 32. Who have the Bills selected at 32? Oh, that's right. They haven't won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no one.
Yeah. But yeah, I started seeing this, and there's a little bit more draft talk yesterday. It wasn't specifically on mock drafts, even though I've started to see those. Lance always, for years, has always sent us his mock drafts. He does them each and every week, and I always say, hey, you got to zero in on a player. You can't be all over the place, because then you can literally say, I mocked him. If you have like 40 mocks out there, right? I mean, your chances are you're going to get the guy right. Kenyon Sadiq, the tight end for Oregon, is a very popular selection mock to the Chiefs. Matter of fact, I think he's been mocked to the Chiefs more than anybody else, Kenyon Sadiq at Oregon. But I wanted to talk about the Hall of Fame. Do you like the baseball, football Hall of Fame? I mean, basketball. Basketball is different because they include everything. College, women, the pros. I mean, it's everything. Baseball is extremely tough.
Like, super that is
extremely
tough.
Extremely tough. I mean, that means a lot. Those guys are getting up there making speeches. That's awesome.
Still hate that Ichiro didn't get a unanimous vote.
Should have been. I like the Hall of Game they do that with Bob Kendrick at the Negro Leagues. They bring in, well, Ricky Henderson, RIP. At this point, they brought him back in to tell these stories. Baseball stories are the best. They're truly the best, these legends.
Some insane stories.
But the Pro Football Hall of Fame is fun, too. The arguments, the presenters, because they always have a presenter. Like Trez Paylor, back when he was alive, was a presenter for different. I think Derek Thomas, he was one of those guys for DT. But they present you going into the Hall of Fame, and they make the arguments. People have questions. They make their arguments whether he deserved to be in or not. The one I hear, well, Drew Brees and Philip Rivers are now semifinalists for this year. Eli Manning is a carryover from last year because he was part of last year's group. Didn't make it. He was a semifinalist. So what they do is they try to be between 4 and 8. And Otis Taylor, by the way, is on a senior committee where they do a couple senior committee guys and a contributor, like a coach or a contributor. So hopefully this is the year for Otis Taylor. But the name Eli Manning, and we debated him last year. 26 candidates, modern-day players, have reached the semifinal stage. Quarterbacks are Drew Brees, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers. I think two of those are Hall of Famers, one is not. Philip Rivers isn't a Hall of Famer to me at this point.
No, he is not. He's a Hall of Famer of making kids, but not football.
That's a great point. But he's a very good player. I always thought he was the best player to have never won. Back when he was playing, like, that's the best quarterback never to won a Super Bowl. I thought he carried that title. He's in the Hall of Very Good.
I agree.
He's definitely in the Hall of Very Good. Drew Brees, I mean, the numbers speak for themselves, how good he was. MVP of the league. He's won a Super Bowl.
And he was short.
So. He's in. Eli Manning, to me, is the one people were debating last year. As much as you may hate him, as much as you hate the Manning cast, I think Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer, to be honest with you. I know the text line disagrees, and they don't like it when they threw it out there. What do you think, JT? Where are you sitting on this? Because I've heard...
I think Eli is in.
I think there's good arguments on both sides on Eli. I think he's a very mesmerizing player.
I think Eli is in. I think I get it. Sometimes the numbers can be deceiving, especially for the regular season. But once he got to the playoffs, he turned it on. And let's remember, I get it. It's a sample size, but he beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl. That's huge.
That's the best point. I know that someone on the text line said, depends on who else is on the list. He's a guy who won 2 Super Bowls, but was never the best quarterback in the league. Again, if you're a huge Giants fan, probably frustrated many times watching Eli. He was 8-4 in the postseason, so he did have 8 wins, just 4 losses in the postseason. But you did win 2 Super Bowls. And here's the thing, JT. It's not just you won 2 Super Bowls. You beat Tom freaking Brady in 2 of them. That was an undefeated New England Patriots team that they stopped. He stopped an undefeated Patriot team going for the crown of the 72 Dolphins as an undefeated NFL team. And they played more games because it was 16 games regular season at that point. And they could have done it. And it was close. But Eli beat him twice. And he threw for 551 yards and 3 touchdowns in those 2 Super Bowls combined. But not only that, you can't always just look at the defense either. The MVP of those Super Bowls, guess who it was? Eli Manning. So he's a 2-time Super Bowl winner. He's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. But again, Super Bowls mean more when you beat the GOAT. Because Tom Brady and Bill Belichick didn't lose those games very often. And he beat New England twice, including an undefeated Patriots team. I think that deserves some respect. He's been a Walter Payton Man of the Year. Yeah, but that would be frustrating, I guess, at Giants, because at times, Eli was pretty bad. I get it. But if you go historical numbers, where does he sit? He's 11th all-time in passing yards. Does that get you in or not? I mean, he's number 11 all-time in career passing yards. He slipped down the list as other guys have moved up.
But I don't think you can, in a sense, I don't think you can punish him for slipping once his career's over. I get it. Sure, he didn't get up to the top, but back then was a different story. Like, there was a way different way of going about it. So that's why I don't think it should be too hard on him. I think he's in. We'll see what happens.
Well, he's 11th all-time in yards, 11th all-time in touchdown passes. Here's the yards leaders. Brady, Brees, Manning, Favre, Rodgers, Big Ben, Philip Rivers sits there at number 7. Matt Ryan at 8. Matt Ryan quietly had a very good year, or good career. Matthew Stafford, 9. Dan Marino, 10. Eli Manning, 11. John Elway, number 12. I didn't mention Joe Montana.
Nope.
And Dan Fouts is the Hall of Famer. He's 21.
John Elway's in.
He always got 2 rings. Eli Manning's got 2 rings. Eli Manning has more touchdown passes and yards than John Elway.
Exactly. I think
Joe Montana's 24th on the list, by the way. Eli's 11th.
I've stood pat to this. People think it's crazy, but I think Eli is a Hall of Famer.
I'd put him in there. I think winning 2 Super Bowls, if he didn't win at all,
Oh, well, right, right, right.
But the fact he beat Tom Brady, I think, means something.
Also, it means something that I know it probably will not go into account, but he beat, quote-unquote, the only team to ever go undefeated until the Super Bowl. They had a perfect season, and then it vanished. Poof.
913 says Josh Allen will be a Hall of Famer before Eli Manning. I doubt it. I think Eli, if he doesn't get in this year, he gets in next year. I mean, we're talking two Super Bowls.
And Josh Allen's not going to retire for what? Till 2032, probably?
Keep in mind, Dan Marino's in here. And, you know, for as good as Marino is, that we think, he was 8-10 in the postseason. Joe Flacco actually has two more postseason wins than what Dan Marino has.
And is Joe Flacco a Hall of Famer to you?
Whew, man, he's been so up and down. I'll tell you this much, though. That 2000 Ravens team was led by that defense, clearly the Dilfer and Tony Banks year. That second one they had, Joe Flacco was unconscious in the playoffs. I mean, he was damn good in the postseason that year. So, I think he gets in, not right away. What do you think?
It's going to be, I think he gets in, but it's going to be like by a razor thin.
Joe Flacco was 14th all-time in yards. He's got 48,148. Warren Moon sits above him at 49. Elway is barely above him. Like, he could pass John Elway, and Joe Flacco has more yards than Dan Fouts. He's got more yards than Joe Montana. Just saying, and he's got a ring. I don't think he gets in right away, but, I mean, we can laugh at Joe Flacco all the time, but he has had a very long career with a lot of different teams.
From the 913, he goes, Breeze has never beat Brady in the playoffs. Well, the only time Breeze would have met Brady in the playoffs would have been in the Super Bowl.
But Drew Breeze is number two all time in touchdown passes.
Right.
You think about what he's done in yardage. I mean, it's been insane. Tom Brady, 649. Drew Breeze, 571. Peyton Manning, 539 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers, 522. Favre, 508. Eli Manning, again, 11th on this list, 366 touchdowns. Elway, 300 touchdowns. So Manning had 66 more passing touchdowns than Elway, and I get it, he used his feet and did things like that. But Joe Montana, only 273 touchdown passes for a guy with four Super Bowl rings. These stats do come up. Like, these do come up in the conversation. But honestly, I think you set the mic down with beating Tom Brady twice.
Yeah, that, you get to sit the mic down once you beat Brady twice, including the perfect season they had that they, blew up in their face. I couldn't believe they won that Super Bowl still, but yeah.
And Drew Brees, by the way, he's number two in yards. Only Brady was ahead of him. Brady was ridiculous. 89,214 yards. Brady has 35 postseason wins. I think that's huge. Mahomes number two all-time already of 17. For a team that didn't go to the postseason, he did. Anyway,
another one I've been questioned about was me saying Big Ben is a Hall of Famer. I thought that was easy, and apparently people think that
he's number six all time in yardage.
He's won a Super Bowl.
He's been the two.
Yeah, I mean that toe tap touchdown in the back of the end zone. I was actually rooting for the Cardinals to win that because I love Larry Fitzgerald.
And it was a staple for team being good every damn year. He won two Super Bowls. He was the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, six-time Pro Bowler. Two times he led the NFL in passing yards. He's a Pittsburgh Steelers Hall of Famer. He's done a lot. So Big Ben, definitely interesting. I'll read some of your reactions to some of the Hall of Fame now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Fesco and Dusty, but it's Jay Binkley and JT Noah again. By the way, the ratings for Missouri and Oklahoma, number three in the country. Believe it or not, Arkansas, Texas was number one. People still watch Texas ad nauseum. Number two, USC and Oregon. Matter of fact, all the Missouri games are top 20 in the country for ratings this year, meaning love Eli or hate Eli, he brings the attention to the Missouri Tigers.
I mean, most watched teams, Missouri is in there. They get 3.1 viewers per game. I mean, the highest is Alabama at 8.1, so they're only 5 million back of Alabama. So a lot of SEC schools, as you would think, but I think one of the surprising schools on here is Auburn. I mean, Auburn really getting those views.
And there'll be a lot watching this week because of Alabama, number one watched team in the country.
Oh, yeah, right.
Alabama and Auburn.
Notre Dame's on there as well, so there you go.
People follow and watch Notre Dame. They were the first team, remember, that had a TV deal with NBC?
NBC, yeah.
Now everybody's on TV anywhere.
Yeah.
You can find them ESPN Plus or whatever. They're finding a way to be
I love Noah Eagle.
High school games are on.
Well, yeah, you can find them on YouTube or whatever.
You used to not be able to.
Which is great because that's giving those kids experience to broadcast. Love it.
Yeah, good stuff there. We'll get to that when we talk college football later on. But the text line weighing in on the Eli Manning, they think Breeze, Ben, and Eli are the only ones who should make it. They should be in. 402 says you can't tell the story of the NFL without Eli. And listen, I understand that Eli now has been, you know, the funny guy now with Peyton Manning and stuff. They have a lot of fun
doing
their skits and everything else. But when you beat Tom Brady, Tom Brady lost three Super Bowls, twice to Eli Manning and once to the Eagles.
Nick Foles.
So you get there and he does it, but to beat him twice and beat an undefeated team, and he was Super Bowl MVP. It's not like he was chump changing the Super Bowls. He was the MVP. And I get it. If you watched Eli week in, week out, you're probably frustrated with him. But I do believe he's in the story of the NFL, and I do believe he deserves the chance to get into the Hall of Fame, especially when he's seeing him, which right there between Marino and Elway in most stats.
Yeah, he's got to get in.
What was John Elway's rushing numbers? Do you remember what his were for John Elway?
No.
You were probably too young for the Elway era, weren't you?
I was.
He was always that thorn in the side. He was always that guy you didn't want to leave too much time with on the clock.
He was the Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes became that guy for Denver. They even said so, too. They were worried about that. But the rushing yards do count for guys, obviously, like John Elway, his legs, because he was so good at what he did. I mean, he was hovering there, you know, around 200-300 yards per year. Ended up with 3,407 rushing as far as a total rusher in the regular season, what he did. It was timely runs, a lot like you'd say, Patrick Mahomes, you know, timely runs that he did for the Chiefs. But one thing we don't want to see is Mahomes running all the time.
No, that was what we didn't like to see early
in
the season.
Runs.
Yeah, we didn't want that because that was what made him so good and what gave him that wild card in the playoffs, in a sense, where you didn't uncork that until you got to the playoffs, and they had to uncork it early on in the season.
Eli ended up with 567 rushing, obviously. Elway better at rushing the football than Eli Manning was. But regardless, the question of the week, since we are one day from Thanksgiving, as we'll get to the Chiefs, Thanksgiving talk, and we'll talk a lot of college football.
Hey, I don't know if you heard this, but breaking news just happened.
What's that?
Vikings rookie quarterback Max Brosmer is expected to start the game.
Yeah, Brosmer starting. He went to Minnesota, I believe. He's from the University of Minnesota.
Yeah, apparently JJ is out with a concussion.
Yeah, JJ really hasn't found that.
I was thinking maybe
yet.
They were just going to bench him in eventually. I mean, he has not looked good.
He's got enough eye black. Coach, quarterback's like wearing it now. He wears a lot.
Oh, yeah. Quarterbacks love to wear it.
Like, it's a fashion statement now. It's not the old days, and they put the eye black on to keep the sun, the reflection off. You'll see guys wearing it at the dome and everything else. But, yeah, Brosmer was a guy that was undrafted. Played at Minnesota with the Vikings. What a mess they are. All right, the debate is turkey or ham for Thanksgiving, or do you not have either?
I have both, actually. My dad makes both. So it is a
every year turkey. Does he make the turkey, or do you go to like smokehouse
nope.
something like that?
Nope. Every year he makes the turkey and ham. Well, he has a honey glazed ham.
Oh, so he actually makes the ham too?
Yeah.
Damn.
He's a cooker. He loves to make the meats. Gets a honey glazed ham, very good. And then the turkey is usually really good. There was one year where he sucked, and he knew it. He sucked at making the turkey. He tried a new thing he saw on
Was it like Christmas Vacation where it comes all crispy?
Yeah, well, he tried it. It was called a trash can turkey.
Okay.
And you put it in a trash can, and he overcooked it. It was bad.
Well, I know a lot of these barbecue restaurants will smoke it for you. And you pick them up like today or whatever.
Yeah, my dad does not like that. He wants to make it himself.
Wants to do it himself.
Yep.
I respect that. And the ham as well. I usually just go to the with a honey-baked ham store.
Yeah, you said that on the video. Yeah.
I like that place. I like the place. Good ham there. But it's ham or turkey. That's traditional
items. Are you dark or white meat for turkey?
I'll do both.
I'm a white meat guy. I
prefer that, I think, but I'll do both. And I don't force feed it because it's turkey. You have to have it on Thanksgiving. And I know people have the turkey beyond Thanksgiving and the sandwiches and everything else, or the turkey nachos, whatever you want to do, but have turkey beyond. I don't know what's the safe date for not having turkey after Thanksgiving?
My day is usually the Sunday. So you got Friday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
Is it all sandwiches at that point?
Yeah, usually. Sometimes I just go in there and just grab some out, because we usually just put in a big old Ziploc baggie, and I'll just go in and pull some out and eat it. But yeah, usually it's either in a sandwich form, or I'll just eat it straight.
So if you had your choice, and your dad said he's only doing one.
Yeah.
He's doing the ham or the turkey, which one you say?
Oh, that's tough. I would probably have to say turkey because of Thanksgiving, but on a normal day it would be ham.
Yeah, because I'm curious which one you actually like better.
I love a honey glazed ham.
Told you, we do barbecue.
What?
Do barbecue for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We'll have some ham there stuff too, but we go to smokehouse. We've done them for like 30 years. And it's burn-ins, it's brisket, it's beans, that kind of thing. It's
like, what's one side you have to have on your plate?
I'm a big fan of barbecue beans, man.
Barbecue beans, okay.
You put a little burn-ins, mix them in with the beans.
Yeah, see, we don't do beans with ours, so... My mom makes a mean green bean casserole.
Okay.
But
so as far as casseroles, that's a traditional.
Yeah. I also love, I know I might get hate for this, but I love deviled eggs. Deviled eggs are so good.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. Have you tried fried ones?
I have not.
This place to go to, Barbed Wire Barbecue, they have fried deviled eggs. Yes, they're good.
Okay.
I figured the inside part is fried.
Oh, okay. So it's not the yolk.
It's not healthy for you. It's fried.
Well, absolutely not. You're taking the white, which is the healthy part, and frying it and making it unhealthy.
That's right. Fried deviled eggs. Good stuff. But yeah, deviled eggs are a big part of tradition. So I'm with it. Now, some people do it or not, or they break away when they have tacos and stuff. I'm fine with that. You have whatever you want. Like, just enjoy the day. Don't have to force feed something if that's not what you want to eat.
Right, exactly. A crawfish boil on Thanksgiving. I've not heard that one before.
So, well, that's fine, too. So we asked the guys at 96.5 and put it on social media. I think it was on Instagram and Twitter as well. What they preferred in turkey, believe it or not, blew everything out of the water.
I hope everybody's answering turkey. There's not even a second option here.
The answer is actually ham, because ham's better than turkey, but it's Thanksgiving, so you got to have the bird. So really me straddling the fence there, but I guess I'll say turkey because tradition.
I really like ham. Like, what's that store called? The Country Baked Ham store, whatever it's called? Honey Baked Ham, I don't care. But it's good. I'll go ham any day.
Man, have turkey. I think turkey sucks. Give me the ham.
Turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Right, the answer is turkey. Ham is generally disgusting. Maybe on a ham and cheese sandwich, melted, lightly toasted with some good mayo. But on Thanksgiving, it's got to be turkey.
Ham normally, but turkey for Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving, I think the answer's got to be turkey, but dark meat only.
All right, Kramer, you got two left. Got to make them count. What's up?
Turkey.
Turkey.
So there you go. Only two hams. But there were several that said the ham's better.
Rob said ham was better, but you have to go with the turkey. Kind of like me.
Dusty went straight ham.
Oh, yeah.
I went straight ham.
I'll tell you what, though. I will say a juicy turkey right off the, like, whatever you're doing, smoking or grilling it, man, when you see the juice squirt out of it, it's pretty satisfying.
Yeah. Text line 913-586-7965, J Southland and Tow Service text line. What do you prefer, turkey or ham? Remember Alex Smith when he said turkey jumps out when they asked what his favorite dish was?
Oh, so, yeah.
Well, turkey jumps out.
Yeah, turkey jumps out.
Alex in one of his deals. The 913, why would you get hate for deviled eggs? I don't know, JT. Why are you getting hate for this? Because that's a very common issue.
I've heard deviled eggs, A, give you bad breath, and people are like, oh, we don't want to be around you if
you eat deviled eggs. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. Who gives a crap?
And then there's the other ones are like, oh, if you eat deviled eggs, you got those bad, stinky farts. So I've always, I guess it might be just my family that people get hate for the deviled eggs, but I love deviled eggs. It's crazy.
Try the fried ones. I'm not kidding.
I will try the fried ones.
It's game-changing. Barbed wire Jay out there makes awesome ones.
So we have Thanksgiving with my family tomorrow, of course. But then Friday night, we have leftover game night. And so then my dad's side of the family comes over, and we have all the leftovers. My mom has to make a whole 24 more deviled eggs because my uncle and cousin will eat 24 of those by themselves.
Slams them.
They love my mom's deviled eggs. White meat turkey is garbage? That's wrong. It's so good.
Well, the text line chiming in, and the deviled eggs thing is
You got them going crazy about these deep fried deviled eggs.
They do. They have fried deviled eggs. I never had them before until I had them there. And
do you know
awesome.
How to do it?
I do not. I don't know how to cook.
Oh, that makes sense. That's why you go to the honey. That's where
you go to the pros. Yeah. You know, if you can't do something, you go to the pros. That's what you do. I can't make chili. You go to the pros.
Yeah. See,
Dusty makes great chili, so I go to the pros.
Haley cannot cook, so I cook.
Like, really?
Yeah, Haley cannot cook.
I'll get you that fried deviled eggs recipe. I can ask Jay how he makes them.
That'll
shock everybody your Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Do you like crab rangoon?
Sure.
I made a crab rangoon dip last night. I don't know why I was in the mood to make one. And I made it in 8x8, and Haley goes, holy smokes, dude, this is so good. And by the time I got back, it was almost halfway gone.
Have you ever had the crab rangoon pizza?
Yes, from Inski's.
Well, and OS Old Shiny Pizza has one, too.
Oh, really?
They had it in Fong's. We were loaded up in Des Moines one time and went to Fong's. So we saw it on like Diners, Drives, and Dives or one of that food challenge.
The Guy Fieri one.
Yeah, and that other one with Adam Zimmerman or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember which one it was. It was one of them. So I went there, had the crab rangoon pizza. It was like in a Chinese place. Old Chinese Pizza has one. It's actually damn good.
Okay, yeah. Does Old Shawnee have it like year-round?
Yeah.
Oh, see, Minsky's was like a limited time, and it was so good. I'll have to go to Old Shawnee. I've actually never been to
Minsky's
Old Shawnee.
Minsky's is ridiculously good.
Expensive, but really good.
The cheeseburger pizza. Them and Old Shawnee pizza have the best cheeseburger pizza.
I've never actually been to Old Shawnee.
Had that ketchup and that mustard and that sauce.
Get the mustard away from me, dude. I hate mustard.
816 says their mother-in-law's sweet potatoes are second to none. Not a big sweet potato fan.
I'm not a sweet potato fan.
There's someone chiming in about Fong's being awesome in Des Moines.
My grandpa, may he rest, loved my mom's sweet potato casserole. And whenever she would make it, he would go, guys, this is terrible. I wouldn't touch it and just take the whole pan with him.
816 asked me, explain the fried deviled eggs, please. Sounds awesome. Jay's going to have to call in from barbed wire because I couldn't even begin to tell you how to do
it. I'm assuming you make...
Couldn't even begin to tell you how to do it.
I'm imagining in my head you pretty
the
much boil the eggs.
Fried.
You boil the eggs, then you cut it. And you take out the yolk, and then you just deep fry the half of it.
I mean, it's great. But if you ever go down to the South, they fry everything. They have fried Snickers, fried green tomatoes, everything.
Yeah, like everything's fried everything. Now. Go to a county fair, you'll find anything fried.
Beer is good on Thanksgiving afternoon. Yeah, I'll get to that in just a second. But the deviled eggs are definitely turning the corner. White meat turkey's garbage, says 816.
Yeah, they're wrong.
Dark meat, 816. Cody Tapp was a dark meat turkey guy.
Yeah.
Too. Someone says prime rib.
Prime rib? I don't think I've ever had prime rib.
Well, ever?
I don't think so. craziest thing.
Yeah. JT, man. We gotta get you some prime rib, brother.
You've
never gone up there and had it sliced there by the butcher right there at the buffet?
No.
Under that lamp?
Nope.
Oh, dude.
I'm not, I'll be honest, like, red meat really is not my thing. Like I'll eat it, but it's not like when I go to like Texas Roadhouse, I usually get like a salmon or I get the salmon. Yeah. So I don't get steak or anything like that.
You know, Rob Maloney's the guy that I need to have this. Because he's the one that's got the Fesco pretzels at the landing. Because that's where we had the draft party, right? The landing?
Oh, yeah, the landing, yeah.
Oh, you've been there a couple times. We love doing
that. Draft.
And he's got Maloney's, the Sand Trap. He's got several. He's got a bunch of them, right? And I have none. And I really want a bar. I think that'd be awesome. But he has great food. But does he have fried deviled eggs? And that's the question. Should he have fried deviled eggs? Because I remember when we used to do the show at Uncle D's, when we were at training camp every day, back when I was doing this full time, we had the show every day there, right? And I always asked him, and I said, Uncle D, why don't people do chili cheese onion rings? You do chili cheese everything, fries, everything. Why not chili cheese onion rings? So he put them on the menu, and they sold very well. They were called, the show was called Big Show at that point. So it was Big Show chili cheese onion rings. And they were damn good. Well, Kowski had too many of them one night, believe it or not. But the fried deviled eggs, we'll get to the bottom of this.
Also, one quick thing. 816 says he plans to eat some beers. Please tell me how that can taste. I can't wait to hear how you eat a beer.
Here's the one thing about beers. I know you're not, obviously you're not as big a beer guy as me.
Yeah, no.
I think your fiance liked beer. If I could be, I think he brought it.
Yeah, she likes a little bit of beer, but she's not crazy on it, but she'll drink it from time to time.
Thought I recommended something to her dad, something like that.
I think you did to my her dad.
Because he's a beer guy.
Yeah.
Has he got winter beers?
He does not.
No.
I don't think he does.
I told him winter grind, I think.
I know. I've got to get him on it.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chiefs play 3:30 tomorrow. We'll talk about beers with the Chiefs. It goes very well with them. We'll talk plenty of Chiefs later, but tomorrow is Thanksgiving as well and the Chiefs game as well at the same time. But the bottom line is, get the winter beers because you can go get them now. Sam Adams, winter lager.
Have you already got them?
Mother's, yeah, of course, man.
I kind of figured.
Well, I was on speed dial with them because I would bother the liquor stores until they had them. Mother's Winter Grind is made in Springfield, Springfield Brewery. Sam Adams Winter Lager, I think, is awesome. I think it's second to none. And the Boulevard, the Nutcracker Ale.
Okay.
Perfect Christmas beer. But yeah, I'm loaded with them. You start on the 9th.
Okay.
And typically I would do them tomorrow, but get Chiefs game tomorrow. So it'll have to be after that. Because I work during the game. So it'll be different than that. Nate16 says about the Slam 17 beers.
Jesus.
And explain to people why Mike Allstott was peak football. That's great stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
You can start as early as you want drinking, says the 913, on Thanksgiving. Moses, Bloody Marys, etc.
Are you a Bloody Mary guy?
Totally a Bloody Mary guy. That's the one thing I'll venture away from beer. I like whiskey, too, but a good Bloody Mary on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Watch football.
816 is right at the very top. The Chiefs are wearing their white on whites tomorrow.
That's right. We debated that yesterday because we saw the jerseys. But it'll be the white pants with the white jerseys, the red helmet. They're calling it, what, a deep freeze or something the Chiefs got.
Yeah. But
they've done that before, so you can't really – I mean, it's kind of what they do on the road. They're the red pants, but you can't really do that unless you're going white helmet or black helmet or something when you do the total white out or whatever. So
the Cowboys
27, we'll see it because the Chiefs, we'll see if they do a different helmet, which they have before when they did the Dallas Texans helmet.
Well, they'll also do the different helmet in a couple years when they have the rival jerseys. Remember
it's 27, I think they're doing that. They get twice a year they can wear them, something like that.
The Cowboys are not wearing white at home because they're wearing their Thanksgiving blues. They
always do.
The text was like, I thought Cowboys fans wore white at home.
Now, the Color Rush jerseys, is it twice a year or once a year they can wear them? I know that because they typically do on primetime games.
I think it's once.
Is it once?
Yeah.
So the Chiefs, they're going to participate in this because I know they're, which I appreciate, they're traditional with their uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they don't make changes like the other teams do all the time. Except for the Packers, they don't do it.
Packers usually don't, but they got that new all-white, which actually is really clean.
And that old-school uniform they have is stupid.
Oh, my God, so ugly.
Steelers will do an old-school one, too.
That is ugly.
Yeah.
I like the one where they used to wear with Big Ben at their quarterback, where it was the stripes across. Like, this way, it was like a true bumblebee. The ones they wore earlier this year were ugly. Deep-frying a turkey, is that like deep-frying the whole thing?
Yeah, I think so.
That is crazy work.
I think so. Someone says I need to promote these fried eggs. If I knew how to cook, honestly, I would.
I'm telling you, you probably could find the recipe online, guys.
I'm sure you can. But yeah, Bloody Marys. Yeah, you know, bacon salt. Yes, bacon salt. You throw bacon in it. Worcestershire sauce, celery salt. You do these things upright.
I stay away from Bloody Marys.
Normally I'm taking that, but obviously with Chiefs on Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's going to have to be delayed a little bit.
Yeah, well, you can still take your nap in Christmas. A little bit. On Christmas, because you'll just have to take an earlier nap.
Someone says pumpkin beer on Thanksgiving.
Are you a pumpkin fan?
No.
I didn't think so.
Not a pumpkin anything fan.
Okay.
I like to carve them.
You like to carve them?
I eat the seeds.
You'll eat the seeds?
I don't do pumpkin lattes. I don't do
Oh, you're not going to Starbucks beers. Before no. work and getting them?
No. Do you?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. See, you got standards, man. And I appreciate that about you. You don't get married in the football season and you wait and you don't have pumpkin lattes and...
Are you so do you eat pie at all on Thanksgiving then?
Not really.
So no dessert for you?
I mean, I like cakes better.
Well, yeah, cakes are great.
I mean, a good chocolate pie or something like that. Told not a big apple pie guy or pumpkin pie or any of that.
I was told at the first Haley was going to bring s'mores bars. And I was like, yo, I'll eat the crap out of s'mores bars tomorrow. And then I was told, nope, we've switched it. We're making brownies. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, brownies are cool and all, but s'mores bars? I love anything s'mores. I love s'mores.
Well, the bottom line is, it's a day to get off work if you're not off work already. Crack open that beer. Somebody's already doing it now. They're cracking open a Busch Light and starting to make their turkey. I appreciate that. Again, like I said, if you don't start drinking in the morning, you can't say you drink all day. Coming up next, though, as we migrate back to the NFL, remember we were talking about Juwan Jennings getting hit in the nads yesterday?
Yeah, he got hit in the manlyhood.
Well, there's more story to that. We'll discuss that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, JT Noah. We'll be back with you on Friday. Of course, no shows on Thursday on Thanksgiving. Little Black Friday football specials starting at 8 a.m. going all the way through the day. CDOT comes on at 2 o'clock. So it's going to be a lot of fun on Friday as we kind of rehash the Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys. But you guys are going nuts about these fried deviled eggs. I'll figure out the recipe. Got a bunch of texts on these. I'll figure it out. And also someone said fried green beans in the Bloody Mary. You get fried green beans? Because that's delicious too.
Fried green beans I have had.
Thank you.
I've had fried zucchini, fried cucumber. But I do not eat pickles. I'll eat a little bit of cucumber, but no pickles.
I'll eat pickles. Deep fried corn, someone says. Never had that. I can't cook, but I can grill. And corn on the cob, I've heard a lot of people do different ways. JT, they'll wrap it in the foil or whatever, and then they cook it that way. It's like, you don't do that. You throw it straight on the grill. You get the grill marks, you butter it, whatever, you throw it straight on the grill. You try it, and it's great. I mean, that's just the way to cook corn on the grill. Never had fried corn. Have you had fried corn? People will fry everything.
I don't think I've had fried corn.
816 has poured their first bourbon at 9 yesterday morning. Unfortunately, I have to work today, but tradition tonight. So he's going to get back at it. I had to break it off from that. For the NFL, Remember how yesterday you were talking about the nut tap there that the Juwan Jennings
got?
Yeah,
Juwan Jennings got it, and that's what started the after fight kind of after the game. Yeah.
So Panther safety Trayvon Morrig suspended one game. So he suspended one game, like Jamar got suspended one game for Spitgate when he spit on Jalen Ramsey. And he said he would call him and reach out, but he didn't know his number. Come on, man. Guys have people's number. You kidding me? None of your teammates have Jalen Ramsey's number. You can apologize to him if you want. But you put your little AOA sorry letter out there and didn't put Jalen Ramsey in there. So Morrig hit 49ers, Juwan Jennings in
the privates.
In the jewels. Yeah. Yep. And he went straight down. And getting hit in the jewels sucks. And the question is, would you rather, I mean, what's worse, though?
I was about to ask
spitting
you.
Spitting is terrible, but a lot of times when people spit through a helmet, it goes sideways.
I would rather be nut-tapped than spit on.
Would you?
1,000%.
That's debatable, man.
Is it really?
If someone really nut-taps you and you go straight to the ground in pain, it's a lot worse than spit on the side of your face or whatever, you're in the heat of the moment of the game. It sucks, too. Both of them suck. Don't get me wrong. They suck. But aren't kind of both of them just kind of no-nos?
Oh, gosh.
Like spitting on somebody completely.
I thought there was a manly rule, and like on that manhood rule, and you couldn't do those.
Hitting a dude in the nuts? Come on, man. I think, honestly, it's probably worse than spitting. And both of them are bad, but getting hit in the nuts is about as bad as you can do as well.
I just don't want to be pain spit with on.
I know, but when you get nut tapped, man, you're down on the ground.
Like
if I came back there in the break and nut tapped you, you'd be pissed.
I would be pissed.
You'd be straight down the
ground. That'd be wrong of you, man.
What would you rather do? Come and spit on you or nut tap you?
Can we not do either here today?
I got to do one.
One? Oh, God, great.
It's the holiday.
You're nut tapping me. Drew's You're nut tapping me.
Drew's not here yet.
Not yet. We can't nut tap him.
Why don't you do that to Drew and see what he does?
Exactly.
Ask him which one he wants. Jamar Chase, he's the Bengals fan. Ask him if he
the disrespect that comes from spitting on you turns a table. Right. That's an like if you nut tap me, I'm not gonna be like wanting to punch you in the face. But if you spit on me, man, I want to knock you out.
And guys are doing things differently. Like everybody used to wear the cups, right? They used to wear the cups.
Yeah.
And nowadays they don't. And a lot of times if you watch college football, they don't wear knee pads. I mean,
do you see that Oklahoma kicker that wears his shorts above his?
Yeah,
well, it's not even his pants. It's
he's good though, so he gets away with it. Kenyon Sadiq of Oregon, the tight end, does that to kind of show off the muscles and everything else. But when Morrig hit 49ers, Juwan Jennings violated Rule 12, Section 3, Article 1, the NFL rule book says, which is on NFL.com, which applies to any act which is contrary to the generally understood principles of sportsmanship. You had no crap, man. Now, at the bottom of huddles, guys get squeezed all the time down there. And it's
I don't want to be on the bottom of
a
fumble.
Like, if there's a fumble or something, they're grabbing your junk.
You don't want to be on the bottom of that.
But I'll pose this one, 913-586-7965. Would you rather be spit on or hit in the nuts?
Taking the nuts. I'll get hit in the nuts. I'm not getting spit on.
I don't know, man. 816 says, wasn't a nut punch, not a tap either. Well, you don't have to, like, punch somebody. Just a tap. Just a tap hurts you. I mean, has this happened to you?
What?
Being punched there?
I mean, I've been punched there before, yes.
But you don't have to full out punch somebody there. A tap is just the same. Same pain. Like, to me, that's worse than spitting. I know they're both bad, but getting hit in the junk, it's probably about as you can do. Text line says they'd rather be spit on. I get that. It's disrespectful. Yeah, both of them are. I don't think you can look at either one, say nut taps or spitting is bad, and you're suspended one game from the NFL. Can you imagine if somebody did that to Mahomes?
Oh, that hurt me, Kermit.
Can you imagine if that happened? What the reaction would be of Chiefs fans? You know what's bad, too, is when baseball players get hit there on a pitch and they go down.
Yeah, why are you not wearing a cup in
and
baseball?
Then the announcers will say, ew, he was hit somewhere you're not supposed to hit somebody. Then they go down, and the manager comes back, and he's kind of laughing at the situation. It's really no laughing matter. 913 saying even a tap is insanely painful. 100%. 100%.
I'm not saying it's painful. I'm just saying getting spit on is way more disrespectful.
816 is being spit on disrespect, but getting tapped just sucks as well. Neither one of them are good. Just ask him which one you'd rather be. Spit on or nut tapped?
I like this guy that from the 913. The nut tap is meant to hurt, but the spit is just disrespectful. So two different things.
I think a nut tap is disrespectful too. You're hitting somebody in the junk.
I just think it's when you're doing it, you're just trying to hurt someone.
I just think it's a dilemma we don't want to be in. Coming up next, we get to the 8 o'clock hour. Some college football and some pro football. Of course, we'll talk Chiefs and Cowboys. But the college football rankings for the playoffs came out last night, even though they were an hour late because we had to wait for the freaking USC Seton Hall game to finally end, which it finally did, and there was controversy. And Mac Rhodes, former Missouri AD, had to step away. He's now the Baylor AD, had to step away from issues he's trying to resolve. And Hunter Yurecek has been named as the new chairman of the College Football Playoff Committee. And guess what? He made absolutely zero sense. We'll discuss that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.